There is a very unique star formation in the Milky Way galaxy that until recently was never discovered. It's known as a triple star system, two white dwarf stars and a pulsar. A pulsar is a star that gives off radio waves. White dwarf stars are very dense, some as massive as our sun, and they have stored thermal energy. This particular grouping is somewhat rare, according to West Virginia University physics professor Duncan Lorimer.
It's something of a mystery as to how it's formed. We're quite used to the idea now, and we're comfortable with the observations of pulsars being the end products of supernova explosions, the end states of massive stars. We're comfortable with the idea of those objects being isolated and moving around the Milky Way and other stellar systems. But this triple stellar system, where you have two white dwarf stars, is something of a puzzle as to its origin, how it got there. The orbits are very organized, and they're all essentially in the same plane. And so there's a very special set of circumstances must have occurred to produce this system. Probably very, very rare.
But Lorimer says there are clues to help researchers track the system's origin.
The way we think about this is the pulsar is essentially a clock in space. And it's sending out these regular pulses that we receive with the Green Bank telescope and other telescopes. We can use it to monitor its position in the orbit and hence determine to very high precision, many, many orbital parameters. We're able to measure the mass of the pulsar. So it's really a one-of-a-kind system.
The significance of this discovery is that it's allowing researchers to test a scientific principle known as the strong equivalence principle. Lorimer explains.
That is to say that bodies fall in a gravitational field in a way that's independent of their chemical composition or internal composition. And that's been done many times over the years on the moon. There's a very famous movie where the astronaut drops a feather and a hammer, I believe it is, and that you can see that they fall at the same rate in the absence of drag. And here we have a pulsar and a white dwarf being pulled by another white dwarf, essentially. And so we can watch them fall in that gravitational field independently. And now we're testing this principle on objects that are very much more exotic.
This system was discovered by a former West Virginia University student who is now a faculty member at Western Kentucky University. The tool used to make this important discovery is the Green Bank Telescope. Funding for the telescope is in doubt due to the nation's financial struggles. Lorimer says the telescope is a vital tool in how astronomers are able to look at the universe. He fears without it, more important discoveries like this one can't be made.
This is not by no means the only example of what the GBT has done over the last few years, just for pulsar science alone. And it has a whole slew of other very interesting scientific questions that it's answering in a unique way. So yes, I'm very concerned that the future of the telescope is uncertain. The telescope is potentially getting cut off well before its time.
Karen O'Neill is the site director at Green Bank. She says the facility is an open skies facility, which means any astronomer from around the world can apply for time to get on the telescope. She says when astronomers make discoveries with the telescope, there's a little bit of luck involved, but mostly it's hard work. And the telescope itself, which is the largest fully steerable telescope in the world, certainly helps.
Could this discovery have been made without the GBT? Possibly. But did the GBT make this discovery vastly more likely? Absolutely.
O'Neill says this particular discovery was made while astronomers were looking for related systems, but they certainly didn't expect to find this particular one.